A lot of the country's attention is focused on the NFL right now. This weekend, the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles emerge as the teams that'll face off in next weekend's Super Bowl. But part of the conversation surrounding football these days also has to do with concussions and the game's long-term effects on players' brains.
A new study published in the journal Brain shows concussions are not the major culprit when it comes to chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. It's actually all about hits, repetitive hits to the head that don't necessarily lead to concussions. Now the NFL is also working to fund research on neurodegenerative diseases like CTE, and the show's Lauren Gilger is here now with more on that. Hey, Lauren.
Hey. So the NFL announced earlier this month that it's granting $16.3 million to three research projects focused on this. It's part of their original $30 million investment to the Foundation for the National Institutes of Health for similar research. But in an industry as lucrative as the NFL, how far does $16.3 million really go? I took that question to Dr. Robert Cantu. He's the co-founder of the Concussion Legacy Foundation, and he's a leader in concussion research. And I started by asking him how much this research really costs. Does it take significant investment here to get significant results?
With regard to long-term neurodegenerative changes, they take time to happen. They're not something that happens overnight. So a prospective study that actually is going to take a number of years to carry out is what really needs to be done. And unfortunately, that does take a lot of money because we're talking about a number of years. So here, if you're going to try to really answer some of the questions, you're going to have to do a prospective study that lasts a number of years, and now you're talking about a lot of money.
Right, right. When you look at this, though, from a broader perspective, the NFL is about a $13 billion industry. And given its history with concussions and the problems that have arisen there, is $16.3 million that's going to concussion research here impressive, or do you think they could give more?
I think it's all in the eye of the beholder, Lauren. It's impressive in terms of, yes, that's a lot of money. It's not so impressive in terms of the amount of money the NFL could be spending on this kind of research. But there is no other professional league out there that's spending a fraction of the amount of money that the National Football League is spending.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the National Hockey League is funding zero research that I'm aware of.
Right, and there are other sports that lead to concussions and that can cause major issues for people, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that high-risk group certainly includes hockey, it includes soccer, it includes rugby, it would include, in addition, lacrosse. And none of those professional leagues are putting up money to fund basic science or basic research in the area of head injury. It's true the NFL certainly makes the most amount of money, the most amount of money that they can spend for this kind of thing, and I mm-hmm. think it's wonderful that they're doing it. But it would be, I think, even better if the other sports leagues at risk would be doing some kind of token giving in this area for research as well.
Right. And if you look at that number, $16.3 million, like you said, they could be spending more, but what kind of progress can be made with that kind of money? Can they do the sort of long-term studies you're talking about here?
No, you really can't, and that's my concern. I think that $16.3 million is certainly money. It's a lot of money, but if you're going to be looking at studies that are going to give you a good idea of what are the relative risks, how do things occur, they're going to have to be prospective studies over a number of years in this area. And that kind of funding is really not going to be sufficient for that. It's going to be sufficient for a 2 or a 3 year study, mm-hmm. which probably won't give you answers to most of the questions that those of us in the field would like to see answered. Only longer-term prospective studies will do that.
Yeah, and give us an idea, what kinds of questions are those that you want to see answered?
Well, first of all, I think it's very important to understand that all of the research that we're doing is leading us to believe that it's not just concussions that are important for long-term later life degenerative changes. In fact, it's relatively unimportant. It's total hits to the head. And probably concussions count a little more than subconcussive blows, but it's thousands and then over a course of a career, tens of thousands of the subconcussive hits that are really putting people at greatest risk for later life neurodegenerative changes. And to study that kind of thing, you're going to have to go over a number of years. And what we'd really like to get our hands on, we don't know what the incidence, meaning what percentage of players that enter a given sport like football will develop CTE later in life. We know that if you have a high exposure and you start it early in life and you have the symptoms of CTE, like cognitive difficulties, difficulties with depression, difficulties with lack of impulsivity control. In our experience at BU, 110 of 111 of NFL players have had CTE, so that's 99%. But that's not representative of the average person that played in the NFL, because hopefully the overwhelming majority that played won't be symptomatic and therefore most likely don't have CTE. Families don't donate brains and spinal cords of their loved ones that never had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we get predominantly symptomatic people when they die. We'd love to know the real incidence, and we'd also like to know the prevalence, how many people at a given time in the NFL have CTE. And that will one day probably be able to be done when we can diagnose it in living individuals. But as long as we're right now only able to diagnose it in people that have died in studying their brains, then we'll probably never get at the prevalence of it.
Okay. Dr. Robert Cantu is the co-founder and medical director of Concussion Legacy Foundation. Dr. Cantu, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this today.
You're very welcome. Happy to do it, Lauren.